Sorry, I'll try to take us out of the deep end of the pool and get into more shallow territory.
We all watch movies, Gator. We know how this ends.
It's not well.
No, it's not good for us, the people.
Not well, no.
But Vern's okay with it.
Vern's good. Yeah, you know, rather be a pet than be a cattle is what he said.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Yeah, look, in my next life, if I come back as Lois, it's a pretty good life. Pretty good life.
Well, you have to be the owner, though. I think Lois lives partly a good life.
You're right.
Right.
Oh, you got that right. Right. Yeah, that's true. Okay. That's true. That dog. So lucky. Right. Dog has no idea. How lucky
no
that dog
idea.
Is. No idea.
No idea.
We had mentioned earlier that I saw the most annoying person in sports, in my opinion, was the Florida Marlins man, the Marlins man, the guy who gets those tickets behind home plate and has to be the center of attention. And I didn't notice him until the seventh inning. Apparently, he was there the whole game behind home plate. I just didn't see him until then. And I think the reason I didn't see him was because those seats were pretty packed. And, you know, you would have to, I guess, look for him to find him. But by the seventh inning, when it was 6-0, a lot of people had left those seats. And all of a sudden, I'm staring at this guy, and I can't get my eyes off him. And I hate this guy. He just annoys the hell out of me. So, to me, he's the most annoying person in sports. I asked the question, who do you think is the most annoying person in sports? We had some other ticket texts that came in regarding that. For me, Conor McGregor. The guy's a horse's ass. Kevin at work. Did Conor McGregor put out those pictures, King, that just came out?
Well, they were private messages, Gator.
Private messages.
They were just meant for one lucky person.
One lucky gal.
Yep.
Received some pictures of Conor.
Allegedly, I want to say.
Allegedly, yeah. Yeah, okay. I haven't seen it. I don't want to see it. I heard about it.
Some would call it a workout picture.
Yeah, okay. A workout picture. Sure. Lifting weights?
Yep.
Lifting weights?
Leg day.
Was it leg day or was it below the waist day?
Yep.
Okay. He's special.
Conor's unhinged. Speaking of unhinged and things that are going crazy.
Most annoying person is the dude that constantly pounds the stupid drum at Cleveland baseball games. That's from Dan. Yeah, that was annoying. He died a couple years ago. So I don't know if any... These are facts. I don't know if anybody has taken up the drum at the Guardians games since he passed, but I can see that being annoying. I mean, for me, look, for years it was the hot dog singing tool at Comerica Park. Couldn't stand that guy. But he's not there anymore, so that's good. Can't stand Mel Kiper. No context, just can't stand Mel Kiper. I like Mel. I think Mel has mellowed dramatically over the years. And it feels like they've kind of squeezed him out a little bit, that they're letting others do some talking there at ESPN, more so than Mel when it comes to football stuff. But to each their own. Most annoying, the Ohio State fan who dresses up with all the Buckeye necklaces. Oh, yeah, that guy. The Buckeye necklaces, the jersey, the face paint. It's all a little bit too much, isn't it? And yet that guy loves himself some Buckeye fan. Yeah, I'm finding there's lots of fans that are just annoying. Who's the guy that is it Fireman Ed? Is that the guy at the Jets games that really wants to be noticed? He's annoying. Start the wave guy, especially when he's somewhere close to me. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't need the over energetic start the wave guy. I mean, if the game warrants the wave, I'll participate in the wave. I enjoy that. I just don't like the guy who starts it and then gets upset with you when you're not doing it. Chris Collinsworth talking about Patrick Mahomes. That's from Luke in Brighton. That to him is the most annoying person in sports. I can understand that. Totally understand that. As far as the Tigers are concerned, and we talk a lot about the Tigers today and a lot about the All-Star game in the first hour of the show. We were asking people about where you stand right now with this team. The All-Star game, I don't think it helped anybody be less panicked about the team. when they had the four-game losing streak going into the All-Star break, when you saw Tarek Skubal and Casey Mize in games over the weekend get lit up and the entire bullpen get lit up, and then you get to the All-Star game and then we see Casey Mize and Tarek Skubal give up three runs between them in an inning and two-thirds, and then the four players that made the lineups, that they went a combined 0 for 8 with three strikeouts, I can understand why fans would be a little bit more panicked now than what they were, say, a week ago. I'm just slightly more, and my slightly comes from the two pitchers. I don't want to see a pattern here where we're going to see a little bit of a slump now for Casey Mize or for Tarek Skubal. I'm less worried about Skubal because he's got the track record. I'm a little bit more concerned, and it's just slightly more concerned with Casey Mize because he's having this great season this year. And what my eyes saw last was he gave up a home run last night. My eyes saw last before that was giving up a bunch of runs in his previous start. And that does concern me a little bit. Jason and Heartland, starting to think all-star appearances are a jinx for the Tigers. I am concerned. I can't stop thinking about Inge in the home run derby and how it seemed to be the beginning of the end for him. We'll see how it does to Jazz Chisholm over at with the Yankees. Detroit fans are insufferable. Cry that we never get respect. Skubal gets the respect of being someone the network wanted mic'd up because they and then they cry about it. If you're referring to me, I'm not crying about it. I just think if you're going to mic somebody up, maybe don't mic up the pitcher. Pitcher's got a lot to concentrate on, as opposed to, say, an outfielder or a first baseman. You know, they got plenty of time to talk. And then when the pitch comes, they can, you know, clam up and get ready for the pitch. The pitcher, he's got a short amount of time to work with. I just don't think it was the wisest thing to mic up a pitcher or catcher for that matter. These guys have to work in concert, and you know, to take up half that time while you're asking them a question and expecting an answer in return it's going to be anything more than three words is not likely. I was disappointed that the Tigers didn't do well in the All-Star game, but it means absolutely nothing towards our regular season record. What bothers me is the four-game losing streak heading into the All-Star game. Yeah, I agree. And it doesn't bother me that much because I've seen this team lose three games in a row before, although four, I think, is technically longer than three. But the three-game losing streaks they've had, they've bounced back from those very nicely when they've happened during the course of the season. How will they bounce back from a four-game losing streak? We're going to find out on Friday night. What concerns me is the bullpen, because I don't think the bullpen is good. They were really good for the first 4 or 6 weeks of the season, and they have not been since. Been one of the worst in baseball. I like Will Vest a lot. I still have confidence in Tommy Canley, but three of Canley's last six outings have gone horribly awry, where he's given up 12 runs in those three outings and recorded zero outs. That concerns me, but I think it can be rectified by making some trades before the deadline, or even perhaps promoting some people from Toledo to sub out some of the guys at the back end of the bullpen. When I say back end of the bullpen, I mean of the pitching roster, not the guys pitching the eighth and ninth inning, because those guys, like I said, I have more confidence in. Hey, Gator, I also thought that last night's All-Star game was really enjoyable. My biggest takeaway was in the ninth inning at bat by Stephen Kwan of the Guardians. That was a professional at bat in every sense and representing everything that I've come to expect from Stephen Kwan. It's from Todd in Canton. It was a fantastic at-bat from Stephen Kwan. And when he was in that position, I thought, I think the American League's going to tie this up, because it's just what he does. He won't strike out. He's going to get a piece of the ball, and he knows what he's doing. And he ended up, you know, hitting a very weak grounded at third base, and he was going to beat that throw out 100 times out of 100. And he did. And ends up scoring the tying run, which allowed for the swing off at the end of the game, which was great. Unfortunately for the American League, they couldn't get that extra run. Tuned in to see the Tigers play. Torres strikeout, Green strikeout, Skubal two runs. Terrible first inning to be a Tiger. Sam in the car. Yeah, I agree. Not the best first inning for Tiger baseball, what we saw in the All-Star game. At the same time, I wasn't particularly disappointed with Tarek Skubal. I mean, he looked like he was going to get Shohei Ohtani to swing and miss. And Ohtani was able to reach just enough across the plate, kind of flip his bat out, and he flipped the ball into shallow center field for a base hit. And then Acuna hit a ground ball to second base where I may have had a chance of beating that out. That's how slow it was hit to second base. So two very weak hit ground balls, or one fly ball and one ground ball, ended up being base hits. And then Ketel Marte hit the double down the line. It scored the two runs. That was our hard hit ball. And then Skubal settled down and got a couple strikeouts. I wasn't terribly concerned with the Skubal's outing, despite that the pitching line doesn't look all that good. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket.